You know, Dave Pascoe, our guy today, is the creator of liveatc.net, which just also happens to be the URL to go find it on the internet. And it's live air traffic control communications from all over the world. And Dave started this back in 2002, and now it's just gone completely out of sight. It's so busy, I can't even imagine any airport that isn't there, and it's the kind of thing that everybody that's into aviation radio communications listens to for a variety of reasons. Dave, welcome.
It's great to be here. Good morning.
I'm just so glad to see you. And of course, I've known about Live ATC for a long time. And, you know, down at our local airport there at Chicago Executive, we have it right on the front page so people can listen in on what's going on in the tower. But just tell people briefly what a Live ATC feed means to them. Or could mean to them.
What it could mean to them, yeah. We're basically used for all kinds of purposes, from entertainment, aviation enthusiasts, to student pilots who like to go back and listen to their communications because we record everything that comes through our system, and all kinds of things. Airports use it for answering noise abatement complaints. I mean, it really runs the gamut. We have a fringe element of nervous flyers who like to tune in. They don't know anything about what they're listening to necessarily, but it all sounds very orderly and it makes them not afraid to fly.
That's so interesting. As a CFI, I use it to track my students now.
Tracking your students. There are flight clubs and flight schools that track their aircraft. Renters and students. Obviously, many people have seen audio clips appear on the news media, so the news media uses it to try to figure out what happens at incidents and things.
You know, that's a really interesting point, because you and I were just talking about that briefly before we came on the air, that I see a reference to Live ATC so often, and it's the Chicago Tribune, it's the New York Times, it's the Wall Street, the Washington Post, and other papers that say, and of course, according to Live ATC, you know, and I mean, but how many different airports do you think you guys have? Well, not think, but you'd know. How many different airports do you have feeds for?
We've got, it's in excess of 1,000 now worldwide, except where we can't do it. There are some countries that prohibit the activity. And then there's in excess of around 1,500 channels. You know, obviously some airports are very busy, so we have more than one channel covering and trying to split out tower from ground, from approach or center.
Sure, nothing like listening to Kennedy Ground or, you know, something like that when it's really, really busy. And those guys in New York have an accent.
Really?
You can just tell they're from New York.
Why do you think the guys in Chicago don't have an accent?
Well, because we are different. We're in the middle, see, so we're kind of a conglomeration of everybody. No, seriously. But I mean, and if you haven't been up on liveatc.net, you just have to go up and look at the opportunities to listen to air traffic control in all over the U.S. and the U.K. and in Frankfurt, you know, I mean, you name it, and they're up there.
Except for the U.K. That's one of the denied areas.
But that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know.
Pretend I didn't say that.
The activity can run the gamut from JFK ground, which you know, is very, very busy, especially at night during the departure push for Europe, and then it can be as mundane and quiet and kind of boring as in route control, where, you know, pilots are checking in and their hello and goodbye sectors to ATC, and it's not very interesting except when there's weather.
Then it's interesting.
So, you know, you see this tremendous increase in activity and listeners when, and it follows the president, it follows the weather, and it follows events like Oshkosh. As for the last 7 years or 8 years now, we've been broadcasting the streams from here, and we have everything that you can listen to at Oshkosh is covered on separate channels.
Are we on here?
Well, we are in. There's a link, I think, in our mobile website, but
that's good.
But yeah,
that's
GA Radio. In fact, actually, historically, we were the first couple of years we were off campus at a kind of an undisclosed location, and then for a couple of years when we started on campus, we were actually at EAA Radio.
Yeah.
When it was not here where we are, but yeah, we did that for a couple of years, and It was crammed. It was kind of, everything was crammed into one little room, and it was not good for either one of us.
No, I remember that. You've got some new stuff you're doing. You've hooked up with the Air Race Classic. Can you talk a little bit about that? That's really neat.
Yeah, that was really, I would say that's one of the highlights of our 14 years. And as a pilot, it warms my heart to be able to do that. They reached out to see if we would be a sponsor of their race, to add a new dimension to the race, communications reception. So we deployed receivers all along the route of this race. For those who don't know what the Air Race Classic is, it's an all-female aviation race basically across the country. And it's the oldest one and the only one in the country. So listeners could tune in, follow them with their flight trackers on a radar map, but also listen in to the radio calls as they approach the flybys and the landing locations. And so it just added like a whole new dimension to the race. And people, the listeners, the family members, I mean, the spectators of the race were just ecstatic. And it was a big success. It was really great.
It's a big race, too. There's a lot of airplanes
in
that.
It's a big race.
And it's a long race.
And a long race. Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's a grueling race. I mean, the funny thing is, you know, I was talking to some of the folks from Air Race Classic, and they're always talking about how the men are jealous because there really is no equivalent for men that I know of or that they know.
Not anymore. So, not cross-country. The guys to do this pylon stuff down low and, you know, but there's strategy involved in that long cross-country race.
Absolutely. And what also struck me about it, and I met a number of the pilots, is the age range. They had a big focus on collegiate activity this year, but the age range from essentially, you know, late teens, early 20s, all the way up to 80.
Yeah.
I think somewhere in there. But, you know, these.
Well, they're never going to tell you.
we'll stay away from that.
We have to start that, though. We need an all men's race.
It can be
that
done.
That would be cool.
Somebody's just got to step up.
But, you know, you mentioned a little earlier, and I don't want to miss this, that you have an app for live ATC, don't you?
Yeah, there's several apps. We have an app for iPhone and iPad. There's one for Android, and there's one for Windows Phone. And you know, they're all out there. We're also working on. We just released a new version of the Android app, redesigned and redone, much better. And iOS, we actually have in sort of a private beta right now, a new app that's going to be coming out sometime in the next month or so.
I'm going to have to download that.
Is it a lot of work to maintain this network of over 1,000 airport locations?
It is a lot of work. There's a tremendous amount of infrastructure that brings all that audio to your ears.
Where is all this stuff? I mean, I know an undisclosed location.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell
bunker.
Us where it is on the field.
Secret
we
bunker.
Get that.
We can tell you, but we have to kill you.
Setup or what is it?
It's a variety of things. You know, it started off in a basement. My brother let me. This is how it started. He let me put some radios at his house because I originally started because I wanted it for myself. I was doing my instrument training and I wanted to listen to Boston Approach that was too far from where I lived, and I couldn't hear the controllers, but I could hear the airplanes, and it was really frustrating. But yeah, it's at a whole different bunch of locations, from flying clubs, like in your case, and FBOs, flight schools, individuals' homes. So a lot of volunteers. It's a tremendous crowdsourcing effort, because in a lot of cases we supply equipment where we don't have an airport and we want to bring it online. So if somebody's willing to host it, they have to, you know, put an antenna up and just kind of, it's plug and play at this point. The technology over the last 14 years has changed such that our receiver technology is, it fits in the palm of your hand. So it's very low power. It's less than the electricity costs less than a light bulb, less than a 5-watt light bulb. And the network requirements are very small. So we can go into a lot of different places. We can get shoved into a network closet at an FBO or flight school, and nobody even knows it's there, except they can tune that airport in.
Wow. You mentioned, too, that in the UK, of all places, that they don't allow that. Is it like our FCC's version of something that says that can't be done? Or
yeah, and the laws that prohibited in many places date back to the 1940s and World War II. It remains under the guise of communications privacy, and they liken it and equate it to wiretapping. The concept and the application of this law is such that you're not allowed to listen because these communications are not for you. Ah. Now, when I say you, I mean just sort of the layman who's out of 3 months. So that's kind of the problem, is that they in many places they do enforce it. So
wow, and you know, it's amazing. Tell people again where they can find liveatc.net in case they can't remember the name.
Yeah, so it's just liveatc.net. There we are on. You know, we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/liveatc, twitter.com/liveatc. And we also, you'll find us on the App Store. Just put in Live ATC, one word or two words, and you'll see it.
Oh, wow. Terrific. The Windows Phone lovers of the world appreciate that.
Dave Pasco from Live ATC, and thank you so much for joining us today on EAA Radio, 96.5 and 12:10 a.m.